This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Cyclonic storm Fenjal made landfall along Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coast between Karaikal and Mahabalipuram last night. It crossed North Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coast between 10:30 and 11:30 p.m. as a cyclonic storm with a wind speed of 70 to 80 kilometers per hour, gusting to 90 kilometers per hour. It will continue to move west-southwestward slowly and weaken gradually into a deep depression. The cyclone has triggered heavy rains accompanied by gusty winds which lash northern Tamil Nadu and neighbouring Puducherry. Heavy rain prompted a shutdown of the Chennai airport and inundated many parts of the city, but there are no immediate reports of a major damage. Steady rain pounded Chennai, its nearby districts and Puducherry, affecting public transport, including bus, train and flight services. People from vulnerable areas were moved to safe shelters by authorities. IMD has issued a red alert in view of heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in several parts of Tamil Nadu, South Andhra Pradesh, Kerala and interior Karnataka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the annual All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference for the second consecutive day today. Today is the last day of the three-day conference that commenced at Bhubaneswar in Odisha on Friday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, Union Home Secretary Gobind Mohan will join the Prime Minister in discussing diverse national security-related issues with the top police officials and chiefs of different security agencies of the country. The Prime Minister and other key dignitaries will also discuss various operational and infrastructural related issues faced by the police. A number of issues like internal security, new criminal laws, coastal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace and challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones, counter-terrorism strategies may come up for debate and deliberations today. Directors General and Inspectors General of Police of all states and union territories and chiefs of different security agencies are participating in the conference. The much-awaited oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected Mahayuti government in Maharashtra will take place on 5th December at 5 p.m. at Mumbai Azad Maidan. In a social media post, BJP Maharashtra President Chandrasekhar Bavankule said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. The Mahayuti coalition, comprising the BJP, the Shinde-led Shiv Sena and Ajit Pawar's faction of the Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, secured 230 out of 288 seats in the recently held assembly polls. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman handed over sanction letters and loans worth over 1,121 crore rupees to more than 50,000 beneficiaries at a credit outreach program yesterday. The program was organized at Jhanjharpur in Madhubani district of Bihar. Ms. Sitharaman distributed the loans under schemes of PM Swanidhi, PM Vishwakarma, Mudra, Stand Up India and Kisan Credit Card Scheme. Addressing the beneficiaries, Ms. Sitharaman said, "Women will be the engine of growth to reach the milestone of developed India by 2047. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Kanpur in Uttar Pradesh today, where he will attend the Golden Jubilee celebrations of Jaipuria School as the chief guest. Apart from it, the Vice President will also visit IIT Kanpur, where he is scheduled to address students and faculty. Top Indian badminton players PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen reached the finals of the Syed Modi International Tournament 2024 in Lucknow yesterday. Final matches will be held today afternoon. In the women's singles semi-final of the BWF Super 300 event, Sindhu defeated Unnati Hooda 21-12-21-9. Sindhu will take on China's Wu Liu Yu in the final. Lakshya Sen will play against Singapore Jia Heng Jason Tae in the men's singles final. Sen secured his spot after defeating Japan's Shogo Ogawa, 21-8-21-14. Indian junior men's hockey team thrashed Chinese Taipei 16-0 in their Pool A match at the Men's Junior Asia Cup in Muscat, Oman. Yesterday, Dilraj Singh scored 4 goals while Roshan Kujur hit hat-tricks. And that is the end of this news bulletin.